morning. This is Jasmine.
Hello.
Yes, hi. It's Jasmine.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's speaking? I don't know who this is.
This is Jasmine with the home care agency, ma'am. You just called here.
Oh, okay. Well,
how
is
you,
this?
How are you feeling today?
Huh?
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling okay.
How can I help you?
I don't know what home care is. I was looking for a home care.
This is Family First Care?
Yes.
Did you need services, ma'am?
I have services, but I'm looking for another home care services.
Okay, what's your name?
Naima, N-I-E-M-A-C-O-O-L-E-Y.
Miss Naima, you're not with Family First Care?
No, I'm calling for some family, I'm calling for some home care because I've been with my home care for a while, and I want to find something else.
Okay. Well, let's get you some help, Miss Naima. What county do you reside in?
Huh?
What county do you live in?
I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and how many hours do you have?
88.
Okay, and how many caregivers?
Only got one.
Okay, and what's your home address?
557 North Patchen Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 10131.
I got 557 North. What's the street name?
Patchen, P-A-X-O-N, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 10131.
And is your Medicaid through Keystone, UPMC, AmeriHealth?
UPMC.
And do you have your service coordinator's information so we can call them and get your services up and running with us?
I need something to know about y'all first. But he's on vacation. I can't do anything right now. He's on vacation.
Who's on vacation?
My coordinator, because he was here last week, and he's going on vacation for 3 weeks.
Okay, well, we don't need him. We just need to call UPMC. Who's the caregiver?
Alex.
Mr. Adler.
Yes. It's my daughter, fiance. I can't even remember his name. Andrew, I can't pronounce his last name. I cannot. It's hard.
It's okay. Do you have a good number to reach him so we can send him the hiring application?
He's not here. He went to the store for me.
Okay.
But I don't know his number by heart. I don't know it by heart at all.
That's okay.
Can you tell me something about, what's this, Family First?
Family First Care. I'm going to give you the information that you need, okay? Just let me know when you're ready to write it down. It's Family First Care.
Uh-huh.
The agency's phone number is 267-551-7400.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my name is Jasmine.
Okay. All right.
Do you
think they have somebody to call me?
Well, I'm the one that you're gonna be dealing with. So, okay.
Because I'm finding I'm gonna find a new home care because the home care that I want it doesn't give you that much money.
Okay. Well, how much is he making an hour right now? Because we pay overtime.
Well, my company don't pay overtime. I think he make like $1.50 an hour.
How much?
And no overtime. $1.50.
Right.
No
so
overtime.
I can offer him a higher rate, and anything above 40 hours, he's going to get time and a half. So we are the highest paying agency right now in Philadelphia County. So I can assist you through this.
How much overtime?
Well, anything after 40. If you have 88 hours, then he's your only caregiver.
But listen, let me tell you what my coordinator told me. He said some of these, Mr. Michael said some of these home cares don't really, they are cutting down services. And some of these home cares sometimes lie about they don't give you too much of hours. That's what he was telling me.
So hours are controlled by the state. Only the state can give you and take away the patient's hours. The agency cannot.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that can make any corrections to the care plan. So I'm not sure what is he talking about, because agencies don't have control over the hours. It's the state.
No, he was talking about, you know, how you say 11:50 because, you know, my son-in-law, he wanted to make 11:50 hours.
Right.
And I said about, he told me what he did. He make about $700 hours every week. That ain't nothing. Uh-huh. And plus they got a baby and stuff like that.
He's going to be making a lot more than that. He's going to make, I'm going to assure you, he's going to be making a lot more than that. Because we're going to offer him a rate, and then anything after 40 hours is going to go higher. So, like, let's say we offered him, and I'm just using a number, okay? Let's say we offered him 13. The first 40 hours are going to be marked at 13, correct? Then the next 48 are going to go up to $13, $14, $15, $16, $17, $18, $19, $20. For the next 48 hours. So he's going to be coming home more than $1,000 a week.
Yeah, because, like, I called a whole lot of places and, you know, they, you know, because, you know, I don't know, but some, like, I was with one company a while back ago, and they was only getting, like, $10.50 an hour. And I had to leave the company because at the time my daughter was there. My daughter, then my sister, but my sisters are already in now. So, you know, everybody's in the nursing field now. So, but my daughter used to do it, but she works all the time, you know. But okay. I was gonna get my son in it. So my son, so he was looking for another job. So just how I was about to, you know, put my son in it, let my son be my home care worker. But I have to talk to my son and see what he say, cause he be busy and he just had a baby. So now he didn't have a baby, but his fiance just had a baby. So I have a new granddaughter. So, you know, so I was going to ask my son and talk to him, can he be my home care worker? You know, trying somebody that's new in my family.
Absolutely. You can do that. You can hire anyone, any friend,
family. Yeah, you sound like my coordinator. He said, Naima, you can hire, you can fire them. But I did fire a couple people because they was not treating me right, and I didn't like that. And
you
know, you're supposed to do your job, so you know. But a lot of people nowadays don't want to work.
Yep, I agree with you, Naima.
Yeah, they want to be lazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's jobs out here. Nobody don't want to work no more.
I agree with you.
Yeah, that's honest truth. I mean, I wish that I can walk. I have to have an operation to order to walk. I can't walk. I went to Florida with my sister for 4 days. She said I need to get away. And now, you know, my sister had to carry me and my walker and my niece. And my niece is an RN. She works at Jefferson. She delivers babies. So,
oh, wow.
You know, so everybody keeps telling me to get this operation. And I had, like, injections in my back, and the doctor, they took the injection, Dr. Wong, he said, what are you scared for, Naima? Get it done so you can get it walk. Because, you know, my back messes with my leg, and my leg get heavy, and I cannot walk.
Yeah, because the nerves put the stress on the leg.
Yeah, because I was in a car accident with Hooper, and guess what happened to me?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was about 3 years ago. Me and my daughter come from shopping, and we was in a Hooper, and some man from another country hit the Hooper where I was sitting there, on my side where I was sitting there. Ever since that, I went to physical therapy like 4 times and didn't do anything for me. So my doctor told me to go to Jefferson, and she said, Naima, go to Jefferson. So, and my niece and my sister went to Jefferson. So I went to Jefferson, and I didn't know what other doctors were saying to me at University of Penn. They was not really telling me nothing about the situation. So I really understand when I went to see the doctors over Jefferson Hospital. And, you know, so last week I had injections in my back. But I do feel a little better.
Okay, good.
I really do feel a little better. But, you know, when I'm walking, my legs hurt and my back hurt. And I have, like, arthritis in my back real bad, and I have it in my knees. And, you know, I have diabetes and, you know, I have health problems and stuff like that. So, you know, and that's me. And I don't like my sister says she used to me walking and doing things and get out of the way. That's what my sister, you know, she's begging me to get this
right.
operation done. And just like my girlfriend, she do, but she says she don't want to get cut because she got diabetes. But I have to get it
wow.
done because you just I can't walk. I cannot walk.
Right.
At all.
And you're a young woman.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't want, so my sister said, you should not be, you need to get it done. You're too young for this. And even the doctor said that to me. He said, what are you waiting for? What you scared for?
Naima, what's your date of birth?
12/28/1965.
Okay.
Mhm. But
so
I want to, like, huh?
I said you're lucky to be alive.
Yes, I am. I am because it was a bad accident. And he didn't, and at the time when he had the accident, the cops didn't want to give me his information. So he was like, he don't speak English. I said, okay. So my daughter was And the girl that drove the Uber, she was pregnant. She was 8 months pregnant.
Oh, my gosh. How did she do with that?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yup. So I wish we never even went out that day.
I hope you sued.
Uh-huh. Yup. So, you know, because my doctor was like, my primary doctor, she said, she knew. She said, why you walk? She said, Naima, was you in a car accident? I said, yes. She said, that's why you like this, because from the car accident. So, and that's why I got like this, you know, and I can't walk. And sometimes I be sad, I be stressed, because I can't do nothing for myself. You know, I have to depend on my family. Yeah, and I don't like to depend on nobody.
Yeah, that's depressing.
And people don't understand, you know, and I don't like to, you know, I don't like to go nowhere. I don't. My daughter's, you know, they say, you know, they've been taking me out. My sister took me to Florida there, like, about 3 weeks ago. We went to Florida. We went to Orlando, Florida. Girl. We had a nice time. We ate. We stayed in a hotel and stuff. And that was the first time me getting on an airplane.
Wow.
That was the first time. And I was scared to get on the airplane. But you know what? My sister got on, not Spirit, she got on a fancy, well, I forgot the name of the airplane, but it was a smooth. The ride, I slept the whole time. Yes, because the guy was like, ain't nothing, he said, ain't nothing to it to get on the airplane. I said, well, how many days you staying in Florida? He said 6 days, and he had his kids run. He said, we here already? I said, yes, but you know what? When we went to Florida, it was 85 degrees.
Wow.
My sister
that was
said,
nice.
I know you're going to take your clothes off, your jacket. I said, yes, I am. I said, yes, I took everything off. It was hot. It was so nice. You got on the rides and stuff like that. We went to a seafood place, but they didn't really have no. Really, I asked for a crab cake. They said, no crab cake. So we ate, and the bill was like $300-something. But, you know, I mean, my sister paid for me to go to on the rides and stuff. She paid $150. But I paid for my own ticket. But everything
right.
else, my sister paid for it.
That
so, you
nice
know, that was nice. So So my sister not here. She went to Saudi Arabia.
Oh, wow. She travels a lot.
Yeah, she's Muslim. She went to Saudi Arabia for 14 days.
Wow, on vacation.
Her daughter, my niece, and my nephew, and her husband, and her. I said, when you come back, because she said when she come back, she's going to take me to get my passport.
Okay.
So I can travel with her. Mm-hmm. And she said, you make sure you have your $180. I said, I got it now. Yeah.
You're not playing. You're not playing.
Yeah. I got mine. She said, you make sure, because she got her passport in New Jersey. And plus my sister, she drives a lot too, because she got two cars. But, you know, she said, you make sure you have your money to get your passport. I said, yeah, I've got my money to get my passport. I said, when you come back and when you settle yourself for two or three days, you can take me. And when you come back, she'll be back on the 23rd.
Okay.
She go all around the world. She said it's good when you go around different countries. But right now you can't do that because of Donald Trump.
Yeah, no, it's dangerous right now traveling to the...
Yes, but my sister said, she said, I'm still going. My tickets are paid for already.
I don't blame
her. Yeah, she left on Tuesday. No, wait.
Miss Naima, if you're right, you can give me a call when Alex comes to the home. You wrote down my information?
No, I'm going to ask my son. I don't probably want to ask him. So
ask your son, and then I'm going to look into your waiver to see what's going on, to see if everything is active. And then I'll give you a call back so that we could proceed. Okay.
What's your name again?
My name is Jasmine. Write down my information.
I don't have a pen. That's the only thing. There's no pens. I don't know. In my house, nobody keeps a pen. When I have pens.
Do you have an email address?
No. Only thing I can't see. I can't see that good. I have an eye disease. I'm really blind in one of my eyes. So only thing I can see is like your text.
Okay. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to text you our information just so you have it, okay? And then I'm going to follow up with you after I check your care plan, okay?
Okay. I'm going to call my son.
Call your son. Ask him if it's okay. That's something that he wants to do. And then by the time I reach back out to you, you have a better answer for me, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, Miss
Naima. Nice
you
talk
too,
to you.
Naima. Same here. You take care.
And I didn't know what was this because I just kept calling numbers and see and all of that.
I'm going to follow up.
Yeah, because somebody else told me they will give me $13.25. Well, I said, no, I don't know. But it wasn't enough overtime.
All right, let's see how much we can offer you. I'm going to check to see.
Okay, all right.
All right, Naima, hang in there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome, honey.